Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and for this episode, what's on the menu. And that's because I have Andrew Olivero from Magnuson Cafe and Brewery here with me. Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Great. Well, if you could just let our listeners know what your role is at Magnuson Cafe and Brewery and how you got started there.
Yeah. So I wear a handful of hats at the brewery. Right now, I'm a media manager. So I run the social media, the website and whatnot. I'm a hiring manager. I help the owner hire all new staff, especially when in the summer season when we need to ramp up a bunch. And then I'm also a brewery assistant. So I help our brewer, you know, fill the kegs, clean the kegs, do odd ends around the back end of the brewery.
A little bit of everything then. How long have you been there? How'd you get started there?
Yeah, so I started there in November of 2020, so it's been a little bit. And I started working front of house. I was a server and bartender there. My friend Travis actually worked there before me, and he knew I was looking for a job, and he goes, "Hey, man, if you're still hunting, I got a job for you." I'm like, cool. So I go to interview. I meet Cody, the owner. In my conversation with Cody, he goes, "Yeah, like we're just looking to pick up some new hires, especially with Travis leaving and all." And I was like, whoa, what do you mean Travis is leaving? So it turns out one of my really good friends was moving back home, and he hadn't told me. So I was actually interviewing to replace him. No, so I got started there in November of 2020. Just kind of worked there through college, and it was a blast. Honestly, it was a really great side gig while being a college student.
Well, then the Magnuson Cafe and Brewery itself, what is the history behind it? How did it end up at Magnuson Park?
Yeah, so the owner, Cody, he's had a couple of businesses in the past, and he always wanted to own a brewery because he always wanted a place for him and his buddies to go have a pint together. Like that's the origin story of Magnuson, right? Just Cody's a really nice guy, and he just very down to earth, and that's kind of how it all started. But he has a background in working for a company like Yum, where he worked in HR, and Yum they're kind of a big corporate company that handles a lot of like Taco Bell and KFC and whatnot. So he has some background in the more global restaurant industry, and he wanted to try it on the small scale. But yeah, he always wanted to have like a brew pub, and so that's what he did. And He found a really great space here at Magnuson Park, thought it would be a really cool spot to have it on the water in a historic building, and it was a lot of work, but he got the permits and got it all sorted out, and we've been here since July of 2018.
And it is a great spot in Magnuson Park, right out there on the water, taking some really great views, and just enjoy the scenery and that location right here in Magnuson Park. So for the restaurant, what types of food and drinks are being served?
Yeah, so we call ourselves a brew pub. So what that means is we have an assorted amount of burgers and chicken sandwiches and BLTs, whatever. We also have fish tacos and fish and chips, some more fried foods, but we have really great healthy options too. We have fantastic, humongous salads that I personally adore. Great snacks to share. Yeah, that's kind of, as far as the food's concerned, that's what we're serving. And then the drinks, we're a brewery. First and foremost, we are a brewery, and we have a 15-barrel system, a brew system in our facility, and our wonderful brewer has been with us for just around 18 months, I think, maybe a little bit more, and he's been kicking it into overdrive and brewing some fantastic beer in the last 18 months. It's been absolutely a pleasure to see what he's crafting back there. But we have staples of ours are a West Coast IPA called the Post Coastal. We have a pale ale called the River Pig, a Hefeweizen called Surprisenweizen, and our Torpedo Stout, aptly named because Magnuson Cafe and Brewery was the former torpedo storage facility of the military base here at Magnuson.
Yeah, so getting a little bit of that history into the food and drinks that you're serving.
Yeah, and actually, if you walk into through our front doors, if you look directly up, you'll still see the torpedo crane that was used for the storage facility. And that was a choice of Cody, the owner, when the building was being renovated and all that the restaurant was being put in. They asked him if he wanted to take it out. And he's like, no, leave it in. That's a part of history. That's a cool thing. That's a cool thing to point to our customers. So we leave it up there.
Yeah, it's very cool, very unique space that you've got at Magnuson Cafe and Brewery. What would you say is the most popular meal?
I think the fish tacos have been a fan favorite ever since I started there.
Very good.
Really great stuff. I think our crispy chicken sandwich can do no wrong.
Nope, that's my personal favorite.
Yeah, that one, everyone seems to love that one. And then, we have some crispy Brussels sprouts as a side dish, and then we also have this fried cauliflower popcorn with a smoked tomato aioli. Those things sell like wildfire. Everyone loves them. Everyone keeps coming back for them. I think those are among the favorites that we've seen.
And then do you have a personal favorite?
I really love the BLT. I'm probably going to go get one after this interview, actually. I got to do some work in the brewery. But I really love the BLT. The crispy chicken sandwich is, hard to miss. And then I do really love the salads. So the taco salad has been a keen favorite of mine lately.
So now that our listeners have some recommendations, when can they visit the cafe and brewery? What are the days and hours?
Yeah, so we're open 7 days a week. All right. So weekdays, Monday through Friday, we're open from 11:30 in the morning until 9 p.m. at night. Those hours may vary into the winter season because we're a very seasonal location. A lot of people love to visit us in the summer. In the wintertime, it's a little bit different. You can always count on 11:30 to 9. And it's a soft close at 9 o'clock, so we won't kick you out, right? We'll let you have another drink while we're closing and whatnot. On the weekends, we're open for brunch, both on Saturday and Sunday. So brunch is served from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have our brunch menu and our lunch menu being served in those hours. From 1 p.m. till 9 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday, we serve our lunch/dinner menu, which is the same menu, but that's served all day, and brunch is served from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the weekends.
All right. So lunch and dinner, same menu.
Yeah.
Are there ever specials or seasonal menu items? Does it change much at all?
The beer certainly does.
Okay.
So we have five staple beers, and then everything beyond that is kind of what the brewer's kind of thinking up, right? It's his kind of playground to mess around with. We usually have a couple hazy IPAs. Something to look out for in the next couple of weeks is we're going to having a dark IPA come on tap for those, darker, maltier beer drink lovers out there. And then we also have a dark lager, a Czech dark lager coming up in a couple more, in maybe 2 or 3 weeks. So keep an eye out for those things. And we also will seasonally have sours on tap as well. As far as food, the menu stays pretty consistent unless we're trying to try out a new menu item. And then we'll kind of mix some things in. And in the wintertime, we usually add in another soup or chowder.
Since you're open for brunch during the weekends, what does that menu look like? How does it differ from lunch and dinner?
Yeah, I love our brunch menu. We have some really fantastic omelet options. We have a couple different breakfast bowls, a veggie scramble. We have chicken and biscuits, which can't go wrong with that. Mm-hmm. We have a fantastic homemade gravy that is drizzled over some homemade biscuits with fried chicken and a couple eggs as well. And that thing, if you're looking for a hearty meal on a Saturday morning, there's nothing better.
Well, I've had lunch and dinner at Magnuson Cafe a few times. Never brunch, but now I know
I
exactly what I'm going to get this weekend.
We got mimosas. Yep. We got beer mimosas, which is our Hefeweizen with orange juice, which sounds weird, but believe me, it's surprisingly delicious.
And how long is brunch served?
Brunch is served from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Now, we've talked about Magnuson Cafe and Brewery being first and foremost the brewery.
Yes.
Is there age restrictions on folks coming to visit?
No. So we're entirely family friendly, dog friendly as well. We really pride ourselves on being a family institution. There's no age restrictions. There's no time restrictions on those with the age restrictions. Nothing at all. The way the permits work out is it's completely family friendly. We really encourage families to come by because Cody, the owner, he's a family man. Like, he would never want to have an establishment that he couldn't bring his family and his kids to and his dog. You know, that's kind of how we operate.
Perfect. Now, with the rotating selection of drinks, you mentioned you have the five staples.
Yeah.
How many do you typically have in circulation at one time?
Yeah, we usually try to have, I think, around 8 to 12 options. I actually will correct that. Probably 10 to 12 options at any given time. We also will have two guest ciders on tap at all times, one being a more sweeter option, one being more dry option, as well as a house white, a house red, a rosé, and a sparkling wine option as well.
And how often are drinks changing?
The staples are there year-round. Mm-hmm. They're never moving. The seasonal beers, it really depends. In the summer, that stuff can be gone in 3 or 4 weeks. Other beers take a little bit longer to move. But yeah, every probably month to 2 months, you can expect a couple more fresh brews up there. And as far as ciders are concerned, those things change somewhat frequently because, yeah, that's just, we're getting those from local cideries around the Seattle area.
So you mentioned someone who is coming up with the flavors of the drinks that you're going to be having on tap. What does that look like? How are those flavors or drinks decided?
Yeah. No, our brewer he's fantastic. He's very creative. He has a background working at Georgetown Brewing, and then he's been over to the East Coast in Massachusetts, kind of learned the New England brew scene out there, which, you know, is, I think, really important for any brewmaster. And he's a perfectionist. It's really fun to watch him work. He really loves the nitty-gritty details. And brewing is a very scientific process. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun to be able to see that scientific process in a person. But then also you get to see the creative outlet in how they design the beer. And I don't really know how he comes up with these. He'll just kind of come to me and be like, hey, I got this type of beer coming out. Let's brainstorm names. Let's talk about descriptions. How are we going to describe it and sell it? So it's just really fun to kind of work with him. He has the really nitty-gritty details, like, of how to properly describe a beer. And then I come in and we kind of like, okay, how do we make this a little bit more digestible for the public, right? Mm-hmm. And so together we kind of work that out together. But no, he's a really fantastic person to work with, and he's very creative.
So the staple drinks, you mentioned there's five of those. Is there a signature or flagship out of those five?
Yes, yes. The Post-Coastal West Coast IPA has been with us since our start.
Okay.
I think almost all of them have, but that one, like, that was the first. That was the first created. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Our brewer got a chance to tinker with the recipe a little bit, and it tastes absolutely fantastic. I was helping him. We kegged a new batch just last week, and I was like, this tastes different. And he goes, yeah, it should. I'm pretty happy with it. I'm like, dude, this is great. This is really, really great.
I will have to try that as well.
Please do. Yeah, please do. The new batch should be on tap.
Okay. So would you say that is your personal favorite, or do you have another one that you go to?
No. So my personal favorite is the Surprisin' Weizen, the Hefeweizen. It's funny, the origin of that name, Surprisin' Weizen, the surprising part of that was that it used a hop that is typically found in America, but not in traditional Bavarian Hefeweizens.
Okay.
But it tasted so close to it. Wow, that's so surprising. Well, we just started using the actual proper ingredient, and it tastes worlds better, and it's not so surprising that it's so delicious. But I am very partial to those Bavarian beers like that. That was another one that got a little bit of an ingredient revamp, and it really helped it out, and it's absolutely fantastic.
All right, some more options to try the next time I'm
totally
around.
Absolutely. Okay.
And then the most popular. Is there one of those drinks, or maybe one of the seasonal drinks that kind of comes around that's the most popular?
We have two beers that we bring back every summer because they're just so loved by the public. The Hazy Days and the Summer Days. Both a citrusy, hazy IPA that the public just adores. And they've been coming back I think their first summer was my first summer here. And they've been back every summer since. And they just keep getting better and better too.
All right. Well, if you are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Speaking with me today is Andrew Olivero from Magnuson Cafe and Brewery. Make sure you stop by the cafe and brewery located right here in Magnuson Park. Andrew, what do you see as the benefits from Magnuson Cafe and Brewery being in Magnuson Park?
I think Magnuson Cafe and Brewery being such a great family establishment gives a location in the Northeast Seattle area to come collect by the water, to spend a day on the water, to spend a day in the park, this beautiful municipal park that we have, and to go have a fun meal, share a pint with a friend. I've seen so many work events, you know, that have come out to our brewery and been like, wow, I had no idea this was here. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little bit of a hidden gem. And we really like it that way. We can really see the word of mouth return service coming back because we know we are a little out of the way, and it's kind of Google Maps doesn't really like us. But we love having the local community come out here. And I remember when I worked there in the middle of the pandemic, and we were able to stay open because we are such an outdoor facility and we were very COVID safe, which was so nice. I really thought. I had multiple patrons come up to me like, hey, thank you so much for doing what you're doing here, because this is just such a retreat for us. And we feel very safe here in the midst of such an incredible pandemic. Mm-hmm. They felt safe there, and they felt like it was a place that they could, you know, retreat to, get out of the house. And I think that's a very important thing to have instilled in our community up here in Northeast Seattle.
And it must provide an awful lot of motivation to keep that going, to keep sense of community going with the cafe and brewery. Yeah.
And that's something that we really like to establish as a staff too, is that family mentality, keeping the community involved. Now, it's a really special place to work, to attend to, and it's a fun place.
Well, speaking of community, your website has the community page, where a number of organizations are listed as having received sponsorship from Magnuson Cafe and Brewery. How are those organizations chosen, and what do those sponsorship funds go towards?
Yeah, so as I mentioned previously, the owner, he has a couple kids coming up, and they live locally, and they go to Roosevelt, you know, they've grown up through the school system out here. So a lot of the organizations we work with are schools. And that's a lot of times that's how the connection is established, is like, oh, you know, the owner's kid went there. But then, you know, it only took a couple times for one or two schools to do that. And then, you know, more establishments started reaching out to us and like, oh, I didn't know you guys did that kind of work, did that kind of fundraising and helped out the local community. And Cody, the owner, has always, always, always wanted that to be an integral part of his business. He loves to give back to the community. He doesn't always want to flaunt it, but that's why I'm here.
Right.
I want to boast for him a little bit, because he does do some really fantastic fundraising for the local community and help out local establishments. We're really good friends with our neighbors right next door, Sale Sandpoint. We just recently had a little fundraiser with them, and they hit some fundraising goals, and we were happy to help and participate and donate as well. It's a really integral part of our business at Magnuson Cafe and Brewery is giving back to the community.
Well, that is really great to hear. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have Magnuson Cafe and Brewery on the show is because of that connection to the community, and specifically with those organizations that are located right here in Magnuson Park. Again, keeping that sense of community very strong here in the park.
Absolutely.
Now, engaging with the community outside of these sponsorships, I know that Sandpoint Arts and Cultural Exchange, or SPACE, we had one of our work or group events at the restaurant very recently, and it's a great place to go. You mentioned that you've seen those groups out there before. How else do you engage with the community, whether that's other partnerships or events or renting that space?
Yeah. So, well, I hope this answers your question, but we have, Hangar 30 over here that hosts a lot of events, and there's beer tasting events and competitions. Honestly, that's what they kind of turned into in the brewing community. And so when a lot of times when they're hosted here, we feel a little bit more obligated than most to show up and attend. And, you know, hey, like, this is our home turf, right? Mm-hmm. At least that's how I feel when I'm showing up there. I'm pouring the beers for the tasting events. But no, we do tasting events like that all over the city as well. Mm-hmm. And at least we try to as much as we can. I think that's one of a larger way how we contribute into the greater community as well, beyond just our restaurant, the confines of the property itself.
And community events, are there events that you are hosting at the cafe and brewery? Are there events that other organizations are hosting there? What does that look like?
In the summers, every other Wednesday, we host Trivia Night.
Okay.
So we have, actually, it's run by a former coworker of mine at the brewery, him and his best friend. We're like, hey, we love going to Trivia Nights at this other brewery. But, like, this is our spot, Magnuson Brewing. Like, this is where we like to come. Mm-hmm. And they talked to Cody. He was like, hey, well, how would you feel if we hosted a trivia night here? So I remember working the very first trivia night where we just had, like, you know, 12 people and on one side of the brewery just kind of hunkered over there. And, you know, we were kind of experimenting with how to do the trivia and the different apps and stuff like that. It caught on like wildfire. Within 3 weeks, we had like 50 plus people there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And it's just getting bigger and bigger. It's gotten huge. We'll continue that into the fall a bit, and then probably start back up again in March or April next year. So we usually take the winter off. And then I still have to talk with the owner about this, but there've been talks of doing movie nights potentially. Okay. But that's a bit further off. We still need to work out those idiosyncrasies of that and see if that's actually logistically possible, but that's a conversation we've been having.
So that's in the works. The trivia night, you said every other Wednesday?
Every other Wednesday, yeah.
And what time does that go on?
Every other Wednesday, I believe at 7 p.m.
7 p.m., okay. Yeah. And is it a general trivia? Are there theme nights?
So, yeah, it's pretty general. I've been trying to push for a Harry Potter themed trivia night, but that's just my own personal bias. But no, it's two of our good friends who host it, and they always bring on a third guest to help them host it. So I've done it a couple times, you know, but it's very general stuff. Sometimes you'll have, like, for example, one time I hosted a round and I did a movie quote round. Mm-hmm. I did a themed round, but not the whole night. And it's also very going with the culture of the brewery, I think, as well. It's very laid back. It's not super competitive. There's no buy-in or anything like that. It's just show up, have some fun, have a couple drinks, get some food. You don't even have to answer all the questions. Just have some fun. Like, there's like 30-something teams there sometimes, you know? No, it's a very laid back form of Wednesday night trivia. So, nice. Which is honestly kind of refreshing, and a large reason why the guys who started it, why they kind of wanted to do this, was because they were going to trivia nights and they realized it was a little too competitive for their taste. So they're like, what if it would be cool if we could just create like a fun space to just like ask some questions. People can answer them if they want. I mean, some people do get competitive. If I'm there, I get competitive. That's just me. But no, it's very easy as it does it.
It sounds like a really fun event. I will definitely have to try to make it out to some of those.
No, it's absolutely splendid.
And for folks who are intrigued, they want to come out, or they just want to know more about Magnuson Cafe and Brewery, what is the website? What are the social media pages? How do they find out more?
Yeah, the website is magnusonbrewing.com, and the Instagram is at magcafeandbrewery. Yeah, highly recommend you guys check out those. You can see my professional beer photography skills at work on the Instagram. But on the Instagram especially, we've been trying to build a better presence there to make sure the public knows about events going on, like Trivia Night, like new beers going on tap, and any sort of special events like fundraising events that we've been doing or I've gotten a chance to be a part of. That's a great place to check out quick news. And then on the website, everything's there on that front page, all the nitty-gritty details like our hours. If you need to get in contact with someone, it's all there on that front page as well. And then there's links to our menus. There's also links to our online ordering system as well.
So check out magnusonbrewery.com for more information, and make sure to look up that Instagram page so you know when those trivia nights and all sorts of other events and menu items are being featured. MagnusonBrewery.com, and make sure to check out that Instagram page. Well, Andrew, as we're wrapping up here, is there anything else you would like to leave our listeners with regarding Magnuson Cafe and Brewery?
It's a fantastic place. It's a really great place to bring your kids, bring your friends, bring your dog. We love dogs. Honestly, that is one of the biggest perks of working there, is getting to say hi to all those little furry animals. And yeah, just come have a pint in the park. It's a great place to kick it any day of the week.
It really, really is. Andrew, one final question for you.
Yeah.
Is there a song that you associate with Magnuson Cafe and Brewery?
I think American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That song was a song that me and my coworkers would always kick off Saturday morning brunch shifts with. And it just made us feel like we were in a movie montage, just starting the shift. And I know my one friend who we got hired together, she loved Tom Petty. And so we'd always play Tom Petty early in the morning. So that song will always remind me of working at the Magnuson Cafe and Brewery.
Perfect. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. Really loved learning more about Magnuson Cafe and Brewery, and really excited to get out there, try some new drinks, try some new food, try some trivia, all of that great stuff. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This has been an absolute treat. Yeah, happy to have come on the show.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Andrew Olivero from Magnuson Cafe and Brewery, a modern American brew house restaurant that is all about community, located right here in Magnuson Park. Magnuson Cafe and Brewery is open Monday to Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit MagnusonBrewery.com for more information. An upcoming event happening in Magnuson Park, the Renegade Craft Fair, will take place on Saturday, September 16th and Sunday, September 17th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hangar 30. Shop from over 180 curated artists featuring the best craft designers, artists, and creatives from the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Check out RenegadeCraft.com for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And tune into Space 101.1 FM for more of our amazing shows. And for a full list of those shows, check out the online schedule at space101fm.org/schedule. And don't forget to tune in on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day, and go Mariners! Walking.